All right, time now to talk with the other Winthrop coach, Winthrop High School girls coach, Anthony Martucci. And coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me again.
Here we go, coach. I'm telling you, I'm looking at this schedule. The last two games, you got to tell me a little bit about them, because I know that the Peabody Linfield North Reading team was up for you guys. They were ready for you, and you came away with a win in that one. And then Newburyport invaded the Larson on Saturday, and you got another win there. Tell me a little bit about those games, if you would, please.
Well, the Peabody game, obviously, one that's circled on the schedule every year. It's a great team, well coached, very physical, tough, fast. So that was a good game for us. It was nice to come away with a win out of their rink. Tough game, but we got the win. It was great. And then we had Newburyport come to our rink on Saturday in a freezing cold weather day, and Larson rink gets cold when it's cold outside. So it was a battle all the way.
Larson rink gets cold when it's summertime. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
That place is always cold. All right. So who was the hero now in this in the Winthrop game? How did that? I mean, in the Newburyport game, how did that ebb and flow?
Well, the truth of the matter was we heavily outshot them. The hero of the game was actually their goaltender.
Okay.
Tegan Wilson is a senior goalie for them, and she was fantastic. She ended up with 69 saves in the game.
Whoa, jeez.
Yeah, she was tremendous, absolutely tremendous. But the hero for us on the day was Emma Holmes. She had both goals, including the game winner.
Emma, according to the sheet I'm looking at, she's got 27 points, leading the team in scoring and in goals. And Abby, not too shabby, Abby, on defense. Tell me about her play. What style of play does Abby play?
Abby is a tremendous leader. She's really led a very young group of defensemen. We have one junior with her, and then everybody else is sophomores and freshmen. So, she's really been a great leader for us, but her style of play is very simple. She's there, to shut down anybody that's the best players on the other team. We oppose them with her, and she's answered for us all season long.
Okay, and let's not leave out Sister Julia. 9 goals, 14 assists, 23 points. Not bad. I'm looking here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 9 players in double figures. Does that show depth by any measure?
Absolutely. It's obviously, we are always a little bit top heavy, and the two Holmeses bring that top heaviness. But right now, I would say that Mia Norris is having a fantastic senior year for us. She's done it all between penalty killing, winning very important faceoffs in the defensive zone, and she's actually scoring some really nice goals for us—a key shorthanded goal in the Peabody game—and then she's just been very, very good for us all season long.
I should point out, and I meant to lead with this, but I didn't, that there are 3 unbeaten teams left in the state. 2 are on the women's side, Duxbury and you, and then the other is Linfield on the boys' side. So 2 of the 3 unbeaten teams left in Massachusetts are right here on the North Shore. I guess it's kind of a hotbed for hockey around here?
Absolutely. Linfield, the boys as well as, obviously the girls, they're good programs. They're well coached. They played Winthrop earlier this year, and that was a great game. Winthrop was very close, and to giving them one of their defeats. I know that Dale would love to get that game, run that back, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Looking at the schedule now, you're rounding the final turn here coming into the home stretch, and let me just get the schedule up here. You have played all the teams remaining on the schedules except one so far, is that right?
Yes. A huge game coming up tomorrow night against Marblehead, who's another well-coached team and another team with a lot of grit. They work very hard, good skaters, good goaltending, so that'll be a battle for us. And then Saturday, we got Medford coming in for it's going to be our senior day, and that looks to be a really good game as well. They'll have a player back they didn't have the first time when we played them, one of their better players, a defenseman, and their coach both coaches are tremendous. One actually played for me at Winthrop, and the other one played for me in a bunch of tournaments and stuff, and they're both really good coaches, Brittany Lanzilli and Mia Price. So, we look for a good challenge there. And then the following week, it only gets a little tougher as Latin Academy, someone we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come into Larson. And then Gloucester comes in they were missing some players when we played them the first time, and they'll have them back. So this one, I'm sure. And lastly, we got to travel out to Beverly, which is a tough rink to play in, and they're a very well-coached team.
Well, it sounds like fun. The kids have been fantastic so far. I loved interviewing the kids when we did that. Final thing I want to comment on or ask you about, the goals scored and goals against. The goals against is just amazing. I don't think anybody has scored more than two goals against you guys. So is it a total team defensive effort, Coach, or is it something that, you know, you can just rely on your defensive people and the forwards will take care of the other side?
Well, I believe it's a total team effort, but right now we are getting fantastic performances defensively from my defensive group. But it's definitely something that we pride ourselves on is our back checking, as well as, you know, just playing really strong in the D zone. But our goaltender has really been the key to this. It was kind of a question mark when we came into the season because we had lost our senior goalie, Summer Talent, who was all world for us last year. And this young freshman has emerged to make some timely saves for us when we needed it and just kind of given us a lot of confidence back there. Riley Tuss has been terrific for us as well.
Just incredible goals against average. All right, one more question, and that is every coach talks about you got to get better. We have to get better. We have to improve. It's hard once you've hit the top. Once you've peaked, man, and you're up there at the pinnacle, how do you keep improving?
Well, we talk about it all the time. We want to be changing our best every day. And they work very hard in practice to do that, but they're also trying to focus on some of the smaller pieces, you know, watching some film and staying on top of that kind of stuff, seeing the things that they do wrong and trying to correct some of those things. So far it's been really good for us. You know, our coaching staff really works hard at that. Sean Carlton is one of my assistant coaches who doesn't get mentioned nearly enough. He's tremendous in every way. He just he's very good with statistics, and he watches some of the percentage on faceoffs and things to help the centers. He's very good with the wings. He's a great coach, and that's how we're going to get better, is, you know, with the help of everybody.
One thing I keep failing to mention is the student aspect of the student athlete. In order to have kids you rely on, they've got to do good in school too.
Yes, one of the things that has been very good for our program over the years is that we either have class presidents, you know, class officers, and this year, you know, we were lucky enough that we had three more people on the National Honor Society. The girls are just very, very good that way, and luckily we've been blessed with some good student athletes.
I just saw your email address too. Now I know where that voicemail message comes from. Okay. Anthony, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again hopefully next week.
Thank you so much, buddy. Have a great day.
Take care, Coach. That is Anthony Martucci, who is the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.